Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, yesterday was Father's Day. And every year here at Intercom Richmond, Father's Day always means our good buddy Wes McElroy raising money for a great cause. Wes joins us now from Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM. Wes, good morning.
Happy belated Father's Day, buddy.
And to you, my friend, were you treated well yesterday?
I was. I had a fantastic Father's Day.
I did, too. It was phenomenal.
I got matching t-shirts for me and my daughter to go on vacation with. And I'm not a matching t-shirt guy. Like, I got a little Clark Griswold in me, but my wife found some killer t-shirts, which I know you will love. I open it up, and Daddy's t-shirt said Maverick with the Top Gun logo, and my daughter says Goose. So we are going to roll as Maverick and Goose now.
That is awesome.
I thought, as a fan of 80s films, I knew you would appreciate that.
That is fabulous. Tip of the hat to the bride for that one.
That's yeah.
Well done, Katie. Well done. Okay, so by the way, huge fan of the U.S. Open being on the West Coast. Primetime golf is just phenomenal.
I'm usually, as someone who moved from the mornings to the afternoons, I usually have this hardcore East Coast bias, but you're exactly right. To have a beautiful day outside like we had in Central Virginia, went down to the Squirrels game for a little bit, came home, did some yard work, had a nice dinner, spent quality family time, and then just to hunker down on the couch.
And the leaders haven't even made the turn yet.
And still, this is not the NBA Finals that's on the West Coast. To be in bed by a quarter of 10? In the words of the great Tony Bruno, beautiful, man. Yeah, beautiful. It was beautiful.
Yeah, win, win, win. Now, okay, so speaking of Father's Day, I want to lead into this, and I really wanted to get into this today because I think it's an incredible thing what you do. The Dad's Day promotion, and Dad, in this case, stands for?
Dollars Against Diabetes.
And that's for JDRF, Juvenile
Diabetes Research
Foundation.
Of Central Virginia.
Of Central Virginia. So the money stays local. Now, for those who don't know, and a lot of our listeners wouldn't, tell them why this is so personal for you.
This is near and dear to my heart because my dad was diagnosed at 48 as a type 2 diabetic. Now, it runs in our family. It goes back. My grandfather had it. My grandfather had it. We believe my great-great-grandfather had it. So we've seen it skip generations in our family. But my dad was diagnosed at 48. And my dad was, you know, my dad did not have a weight issue, as in he put on weight. My dad, and he'll be the first one to tell you, my dad was a grocery store manager. He would leave the house at 6 o'clock, two pieces of toast and a cup of coffee. And there was no time for lunch. Pack of crackers and a Diet Pepsi every day. And then he got home and he ate dinner. He did not live his life in moderation on the other side. And it caught up with him. And he'll be the first one to tell you that. But Pop is now 70. He is very health conscious. He walks 4.5 miles every day. And I hate to say this because I don't want to be ignorant to my father, but I tell him this all the time. He has more energy at 70 than he did at 50 when he was diagnosed. So I'm extremely proud. But as this started years ago, I know all kids aren't as lucky, and I saw a great uncle of mine lose both of his legs. My great-grandfather he lost one of his legs, heart disease, kidneys. So I look and see family history of the skipping generations, and I look now being a dad at my daughter, and this becomes even more personal. So we started this years ago, and the whole concept was to donate a dollar. And if you want to donate more, but that we ask you to find time as a sports fan to donate $1 against diabetes.
And how long have you been doing this now? You said years. But
it's been on and off since I started in radio back in Harrisburg, PA, back in 2002. Skipped a couple years. One company didn't really find it too much of a thing. But our company now, Intercom Richmond, is the support and the people in this building, including yours truly, who always makes it a point to make the first donation and held up that tradition again this year. Yeah, the people here are great. So it's really been going strong here in Richmond now. This is the 8th year of it consecutively.
Now, this is a Father's Day promotion, but it's not over yet. Now, this is Father's Day Monday. It's kind of like Easter Monday or whether, you know, and so you can still give. Tell people how they can still give.
I just put up a new post at thefanrichmond.com, And there's a link there. You'll see a picture of my dad, my daughter, and I. It's a couple of thank yous for people who made this weekend so great. But thefanrichmond.com. And there's two links there, one to donate and another to find. If you find yourself maybe curious, maybe not feeling exactly healthy, maybe curious of what diabetes is, there's a link up there to find more information at the JDRF. Because as I've found throughout the years, starting when my dad was diagnosed, information about this disease and lifestyle is so, so very important. And education is so huge.
That's great stuff you're doing. And listen, if you just have questions, please check this out. Look it up. And please support this cause. You know, you hear so many charitable causes are thrown at you. And, you know, Facebook's gotten on board. But this is a huge deal. And I love the fact that all the money stays local.
Yeah, and it does. And it stays local to local events. It stays local to local hospitals for research dollars. The Central Virginia chapter of the JDRF, Tara Lance and Christina Guther, they do fantastic work over there. And I'm so happy to work with them.
So that's thefanrichmond.com. Look for the Dollars Against Diabetes and click on that. Go ahead.
And you can donate $1, $5, $10. I will let you know that we are currently $400 away from our best total ever. So if you find some time today to go donate.
So no pressure.
No pressure, but we are closing in. We're right now at our second best. We have raised over $5,800. And once again, this is $1, $5, $10 donations. A couple people have jumped in, thrown $100 donations. But if you can find time to donate, we might hit our personal best this year, which is a personal best for the JDRF.
$400 away. Let's make that happen. Once again, thefanrichmond.com, looking for the Dollars Against Diabetes post from Wes McElroy, and you can learn more about it and find out how to give.
Just look for the picture of the beautiful little girl between the two ugly old guys, and that's where you want to click.
And just look at it and go, oh, it's Goose.
That's right.
That's right. So, hey, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for the time and for all you're doing. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate you.
And by the way, we want you to listen to Jeff Katz today, 3 to 6. But if you want to change up, Wes is on 3 to 6 on Sports Radio 9th in the Van and now on 105.1 FM.
And always on the radio.com app.
And always on the radio.com app. Wes, thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, that's Wes McElroy from Sports Radio 9th in the Fan. Once again, thefanrichmond.com. Just look for the picture of London McElroy. Click on that. Dollars Against Diabetes. That is still going on for the next couple days in an effort to raise money for local juvenile diabetes research.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.